Wendy.
I mean, where I can have so much fun.
Yeah. And be you.
Yeah.
And really be you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
fun.
That's good. And you're really good. It's like, I like, you know, you all help each other on your charts and things, and I love your sense of humor. You know, and each one of you have one of the keys with this, especially a small group like this, is to really recognize the piece you bring to the group. So each of you are going to have a total altar gift to the, you are the altar gift to the group, you know. And I think your humor is definitely, you know, in there. But there's like each one of you, there's a genuine sharing. That's what you miss from the group. There's, you know, it's not a tangible. It's just like this being around people that are allowed to be genuine. Whereas at work, they're not allowed to be. In the world, nobody's allowed to be genuine anything. They just have to do stuff. So learning how to do that and then stay with that, that's really key. So what else you got?
Just here.
No good reason to be here.
That's why I'm here. You said it all from the beginning.
So what shifted for you from last year to, I mean, obviously a lot shifted during last year. Now what happened over the summer where do you see yourself going, you know, with this?
So I started, I've been practicing, trying to find the words for it. Mm. It's either being present or like being joyful or being, you know, like myself,
mm-hmm.
is the most important thing.
Mm.
So when I'm working, instead of, you know, like I used to engage and go, you know, I'm like, oh, well, what would it be like to do this and like still hold on to this? And, you know, what's weird is it's taken me so much less time to get my work done. So it's weird as shit. So when I hold on to that, you know, and try and, so anyways, that's what I've been working on.
Nice.
And you want to hear a funny story?
I'd love to.
So at summer camp, after summer camp, I was going to visit my sister. And so at summer camp, when we went around the circle, it was like, well, the thing that I can't let go of is my sister was such a bitch to me when I was a kid.
Hmm.
I said, but fuck, I'm so tired of holding on to this, you know? Had a great visit. She'll be here next weekend.
Oh, she's coming to class.
Yeah, she's on the live stream.
That's awesome.
Is that weird as shit?
Oh, that's your sister. Oh, okay, she was, and her name is?
Tina.
Tina, okay, yeah. Nice. Nice. Oh, that's right. She said, she didn't say you were her sister. She said that she came through you.
Ah.
She's like, yeah, I came from Wendy. Oh, that's funny.
And, you know, God bless you, Reese. Well, and have a great year.
Well, good luck to the first year teachers. It's really
yeah,
I get to just hit and run.
I'm mild-mannered.
Right.
My rule keeper was so mild-mannered compared to hers.
That's awesome. Well, listen. So, you know, the tougher the nut is to crack, the sweeter the taste inside. So yeah, it's always the way. So yeah, she's a tough one. Well, we can work with that.
Yeah. So anyways, I feel like miracles. Like I love the magic in the world, and that's what I'm enjoying. So.
Just want more of. Yeah. Nice.
Where is there more magic than here?
Right. This is super magic. Yeah.
Right? It's yeah. super magic.
Right. You get
super
through
magic
healings
world.
And. And expand your consciousness. Yeah, nice. Nice. So, so for Bill, it's sort of the integration. And for you, you're already, you know, you're now integrating. And this is really where, I mean, I joke about it in the other years, but this is really where you just lower your expectations. Let's just, the reality is you won't ever be happy. Whatever you think you're supposed to be doing right now in your life, whatever your ideal at whatever you think is going to be happening, you just got to let it go completely and just say, fuck it. If it never happens, it won't matter at all. Because it won't matter at all, even when it does happen. You know, what is important is am I at peace with just what's happening right now? Am I able to do that? And like you said, so much more happens when you aren't expecting something to happen, because when you're expecting something to happen, you already have blinders on to the thing that is happening. And you don't even notice you're doing it because you think, well, I'm about to. I'm gonna get there.
Yeah.
And I think that's like, that was a big sort of like your rah-rah-rah part of you, which was a big part. It was like a big part of your personality. It sort of was like what defined Wendy before, right?
Right.
Exactly. You know, all of a sudden it was like, well, what if there's no problem here?
What if there's not?
What if there's no problem here? What if I just didn't give a shit?
What if it was an experiment?
Right.
I don't have to commit to it for the rest of my life.
And I don't have to have an opinion about it or anything. Let's lower my expectation on what I expect from others, what I expect from me. And it's the rule keeper. You know, it's not even rule keeper weekend. You know. But it's Thinker Weekend, I guess. For that's a part of it too, huh?
It's Rule Keeper Year.
Yeah, it is, because it's really that's the one that kicks your ass. But nice.
It's the recovery club.
Tell them what your PLP is.
Oh, lower your expectations.
That's your archetype.
My archetype that you PLP. Gave me last year. You may not remember.
Well,
it's
listen,
in my chart.
but it's actually what you know. That's why I brought it up, is because I can see that you've done that. You've done it in a, because lowering your expectation, you think, well, what am I just going to be a couch potato? No, lowering your expectation is just stopping an idiot. You know, stop pretending that there's something that should be happening that isn't happening. That's it. And we're so programmed to believe that that's what should be happening, that we can't see that it's actually just our insanity. It's complete insanity. And when I say lower your expectation, I mean let go of your insanity. You know, let go of this constant judge inside of you that says this ought to be, I ought to have this happening or that happening. It's just like, what if this is it? I mean, if literally, you know, the world, you know, we get a call, and they're dropping the bomb in an hour, you know, it's on its way. Would you be worried about your, you know, anything? Right? We'd all just like start hugging, you know, and loving each other and just doing nothing other than just enjoying the moment, just like what? How can I just drink in this moment more? And it's never going to come from me thinking I ought to be doing something in the future, because there's no future, you know. And yet, when you're living in that present moment, you're creating a much better future. You're creating a future that's actually going to be drawn to you from the soul, from the life purpose level, rather than from your ego and your chakras. So yeah, and that's why you're sort of like, things are getting done easier, and I'm not having a problem. It's like, that's good.
I'm
I love it.
Okay. Is she recording these?
She is recording each one.
Okay.